Miggs at 445-9700. Miggs is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I've just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, what's up? And good morning. Welcome to the OPT Network. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
In the house.
Oh, yeah. And if you're listening, guess what? You're on point.
This is
the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Momentum Monday. Oh, yeah, I know, DC, right now everybody is trying to really gather their momentum because a lot of people extended their Mother's Day weekend by an extra day. So that means that this morning, lots of people are traveling homeward. So everybody didn't leave on Sunday. Many people spent the entire Mother's Day with their mother or with the people that they love, their families. We saw, even though it rained a little bit on Sunday, we saw tons and tons of get-togethers. Tons and tons of people were out and about. And it was really one of those weekends for us. It was filled with great joy and really great sadness. But you know, in the joys and pains of life, we look for the good and we really celebrate and we honor the good, we honor the joy, and we understand that in life, you're going to have a little bit of joy, hopefully more joy than pain, but they all go together hand in hand. And so overall, it was an incredible weekend for the city of Alexandria's second annual River Fett, the Alex River Fett, D.C., was on point.
We got set, and we did the Fett.
Man, the Fett was off the chain.
Off the hook.
You know, a lot of people tried to pour bad news on the Fett, but the Fett was incredible.
Absolutely. It was awesome.
You know, I mean, people showed up. They showed out. And the dragon boat races were unhinged. You know, we were asking Daniel. We said, you know, is there a front runner in the dragon boat race?
Right.
And he said, well, I don't know about that. And what did we say?
We said that the CrossFit folks were going to win. Now, you know, there's two CrossFits, so we didn't know which one.
But we knew it was going to probably be one of them.
We probably knew, but, you know, and then you've got people who put all these other teams together who are, you know, fit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're fit, too, and that's what makes the competition heavy, Mo.
Uh-huh. Fit and competitive.
Absolutely.
And then you had those teams that were just downright wanting to have fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the team that reigns.
One, mother.
We're sexy and we row it.
We're sexy and we row it.
What? We're sexy.
We're sexy and we row it.
And we row it.
And we're strong.
And we know it.
We've got some serious endurance.
So lots of fun. You know, it's great that.
Now, that was the Alexandria CrossFit. Uh-huh. That team. We're sexy and we row it.
Mm-hmm. Alexandria CrossFit.
Right.
And you know what? It's great because it's carnival time. It's festival time in the Gulf South. And so it's filled with lots of festivals, lots of food. You know, they had the barbecuing contest that went off without a hitch. You know, those grillsmen, D.C., they are just bad to the bone. I had his name here just a second. Let me pull it up.
Take your time because you know him so much.
He's from Pineville, and
a native of Central,
and I think he won it last year as well.
Oh, back to back winner.
I think it was a back to back winner. Well, let me tell you, Pineville resident.
Over there.
Yeah, for the head chef for Team Smoke Up in Smoke, Robert Williams, and his winning recipe comes down. He says, "To the sauce."
To the sauce.
Yes, indeed.
I wonder if you have to be a connoisseur to be a taster for something like that, because I don't know if I would qualify to taste something like that, because you know I like, you know, good barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know a lot of people, and everybody in that contest, the barbecue was probably excellent.
Yeah.
So how do you taste, how do you judge barbecue when all of it is good? I mean, how do you know who to pick?
I guess it's just that edge, that little something extra that you have that nobody else quite has. And I think it has to do with the palate.
Well, mother, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a lot. That's easier said than done.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to sit every all of the barbecue is good.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is you could visit any one of those fellows,
mm-hmm,
and or lady, mm-hmm, and go and eat some of their barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And you would leave saying, this is some of the best barbecue I've ever had.
Yeah.
How do you take a lot of people like that and decide which one is the best? Because you got to realize that the one from the other is probably so minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He talked about, you know, there were people that talked about, you know, the wood. It was, I mean, these are such grillsmen, D.C., that every detail is just explicit. It is paid attention to, from the wood that they use to cook, to grill, down to the sauce, down to the timing. So, you know, that said, I guess it is hard because they each have their own little niches and their own sort of nuances that makes their barbecue great.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're super excited for all of the festivals that are happening and that people are going out, getting involved. And most importantly, it was a great weekend for families.
Yes, it was, Carlette. I mean, it was just all the way around. You know, the weather was, I think Friday evening, it kind of nutted up, mm-hmm, a little bit. But from then on, it was just optimal. Nice,
mm-hmm,
and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just real good weather.
Yeah, it was a little bit spotty. But as you said, for this time of the year, wasn't too hot, too muggy. It was just really, it was a good mix. It was a good mix.
Right.
And it was just great to see so many people out and about.
Well, and it's also great, Carlette, for Central Louisiana, and particularly Alexandria,
mm-hmm,
who is finally getting, you know, a grip in the ground,
mm-hmm,
on their festival. And it's growing every year. And it's like Daniel Williams was saying when, mm-hmm, he was here. You know, it's time for Alexandria, you know, mm-hmm, which is, you know, the flagship city in this area,
mm-hmm,
to have something such as this. And I enjoy what Councilwoman Mitzi Gibson,
mm-hmm,
said. I mean, you know,
Mitzi LaSalle,
excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mitzi.
That's okay.
And so, you know, she just did an excellent job of summing, mm-hmm, it up and how they came together and put it together. And I think that's what will happen when people start to come together.
Absolutely.
You know, it is coming together. Everybody understands that I can't have everything I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a process,
mm-hmm.
and it's a process of give and take. And when you have a lot of people who are willing to give and take,
mm-hmm.
then you start to come up with some solutions.
Absolutely. I think you're right on point. And the more that we see cities do that, the more that we're going to see people coming out in larger and larger numbers. And you said it. You said it last year. You said, you know what? That was the first year.
Right.
They kind of had to get a hold on
Absolutely.
This thing called festivals and really getting it so that it was all inclusive, that there was something for everybody. And
right.
I think everybody really found that there was literally there something there for everybody.
Absolutely. And I mean, it just, when you, like I said, when you see a community come together and put, then you're going to have others mm-hmm. from other communities
mm-hmm.
coming in to support you in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you had. And it's just, it's only going to get better. It's like mm-hmm. Daniel was saying. And before you know it, 10 years from now, people will never knew it. Just wasn't 100 years
yeah.
in running.
Yeah.
You know, so it's finally coming together. You know, big ups to the administration
mm-hmm.
and everybody who participated in that. You
mm-hmm.
know, you know, and Pineville,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their administration, you know, it just took all of Sinla to come together to make it happen, and they did.
Absolutely. And so with that said, you know, it is Momentum Monday. And as always, you know, we try to bring our best momentum on Momentum Monday because it is the start of the week. Now, as we were driving in, a little spotting rain here and there, and quite a few clouds. So, as you're traveling in, coming north or south, whatever direction you're going in, we want to make sure that you remind yourself to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And, you know, I say that, remind yourself, because we have to remind ourselves that we need enough time to get there safely, stay off of those mobile devices, and stay engaged. And what we're noticing is that there are a lot of young people on the road driving, a lot of teenagers, D.C., under the wheel driving. And so as they are coming into their own, we have to watch out for them. We have to watch out for ourselves. And we just want to have a great view of what's happening. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. every single morning. When school is in session, we ask you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And make sure that you remember that 9 o'clock generally is the magic hour where those lights in those school zones, they cut off. They stop. And so then you can kind of travel through there, but still be careful. Make sure that you're helping our bus drivers. You know, they're trying to get the last kids in, our crossing guards, and our resource officers who do an incredible job of making sure that the flow does what it needs to do to make sure that we all get in and out. And so this morning, if you're sort of dragging in, maybe you can find your momentum from the love that you felt this weekend. Hopefully your weekend was blessed. Hopefully you were able to celebrate in a way that was good for your spirit. And you know, this Mother's Day weekend, I think I saw it quite differently from all of the other 14 years that I have been a mom. And it started with my momentum started Friday, D.C., really hearing from people in our audience. And thank you guys for being so thoughtful and really, really helping us, because we really needed lots of momentum last week, and we still need that momentum. And really, when you start to look at the sum total of your life, and I kept saying it on Friday, and it really has become sort of an inner theme for me, is that feeling of gratitude. And so as I looked around everything that happened this weekend and everything that is and was, I looked for the things that I could be grateful in. And instead of focusing on those things that were negative, those things that were hurtful, those things that were sad, I focused on those things that I could be grateful for. And when you begin to look at the good in people, places, and things, it gives you a sense of gratitude. And that's how we gained just bits of momentum, little by little. We looked, D.C., around us for what was good. We looked for the love that God has for each and every one of us. And we stopped looking. We took our focus off of people And we started to think that, you know, we all fall short. Nobody's perfect. And we decided to just love people, love where we were, right where we were, if that makes sense. You know? And so, with that said, we hope that you will gain some momentum, and all you've got to do is open up your mouth and make that declaration that you will have a momentous Monday, that your day is going to be just fine, and that you are going to be right where you're supposed to be and do right what you're supposed to do. Minimally invasive image guided specialists, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better, faster. It's our top priority, and for more information, you can phone them at 318-445-9700. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, don't forget about their new clinic, Incarnate Word Community Clinic, located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria. They've got urgent care or physician's appointments. It's free and open to the public. And here's what you can do for more information. You can phone 318-448-6800. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team doing amazing things. 318-346-2540 is the number that you can phone. Don't forget to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and Alexandria for all of your home, auto, and life. 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, serving central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has over four decades of experience in representing the people of central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. For more information, 318-487-0991. It's Momentum Monday. Hopefully you're well on your way. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern time. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this. We'll be right back.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning, this is Joe Green.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing?
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are...
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. With On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money get jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your monies take off fly.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Momentum Monday, and you know, we're always wanting to start our momentum on Mondays with great thoughts. And our pearls of wisdom, we believe, are those great thoughts that really help us to come outside of ourselves and outside of the box and really start to open up to possibility and purpose. And you know what? We're going to remind you on a regular, consistent basis about finding your purpose. You know, this weekend, had an opportunity to have lots of conversations with lots of different people. You know, with so many people coming in town, you get a chance to really visit with people and talk to people that you don't get the opportunity to visit with and talk with on a daily basis. And one of the consistent themes this weekend that every single person was talking about was ending a season and coming into a new season, but more importantly, finding and birthing their purpose. And what I was sharing is that our purpose lives within us. So we don't really have to find it. It's there. You know, and I think this big quest and this search that people are on, I think it's kind of, if you're not careful, it can be deceiving. You know, your purpose is so intrinsically attached to who you are. And I think that people have made it very, very difficult when it's really, really very easy. And I was saying to one of our young cousins, I said, you know, your purpose are those things that you do well. I think they're rooted in those things that you do really, really well. And you love them so much that when you do them, you abound with joy. When you're doing those things that come so easy to you and you have such a flair at doing them, it's a zeal that happens when you talk about it, when you think about it. I said, it's kind of like a love affair. It's kind of like being so in love you can't stand it. Well, then that might not be a good analogy, because if you've never been in love like that, well, I said, well, just think about it like this. It's the way that hopefully we all love God. I mean, with such joy, and it gives you such a peace. And so I think we're doing all this seeking when it's like Michael Frank said, it's all on the inside. It was there all along. And all you have to do is turn inward and start to look within yourself and find those things that you do really, really well. And then when you find those things, then you start to create your plan and you start to parlay that into how you can turn that into success. And I believe that those things that we have given to us naturally, you know, then we start working on the next part, how to parlay that into something that will be able to support us, something that we'll be able to share with others that will bring them great joy. And so it's all part of the process. And this weekend for us was very much about going through various different processes and really trying to encourage others as we encouraged ourselves to have momentum for the day and get the week started And I'm going to tell you what, if you get your week started well, no matter what all of the exterior things around you denote, no matter what's happening around you, once you make a decision that you are going to start well, that you are going to grab, metaphorically grab that momentum, then you'll see you start to feel the heaviness lift off. And sometimes you can start your week with a sense of heaviness because you're meditating on everything that happened. And really what I am learning every single day is that when I meditate on those things that happened, that I wanted to control, that I wanted to go my way, then it makes my day scummy, it makes my week scummy, and ultimately, it makes my living scummy. And so as you move into your Monday, for a lot of people are traveling today. We know our family, a lot of our family are traveling today, and we wish them safe travel as they cross from here to their destinations. But you know, as you're traveling, maybe you'll meditate on the things that you can do to get better instead of the things that you feel didn't work or the things that made you unhappy. And all too often, we start to just meditate on what went wrong as opposed to what went right and what was good. And that's where we lose our joy. And this morning, DC and I, we popped out of bed really early. We started our morning as we always do every single morning with meditation together because we wanted to purpose in our hearts to really, really have momentum this morning. And last Monday when we came to the microphone, we said to each other, you know, how do we have momentum when we just don't feel momentous? When you're going through such a challenging time that it just hurts to even sort of think about being momentous. And then I thought about what our niece Taylor said about her day and her Monday. She said, you just do what you gotta do. And when she said that, I just grabbed it and I said, you know what? No matter what's happening around you, you just do what you gotta do. So you might not be feeling all that momentous on this Momentum Monday, but I double dog dare you to open up your mouth and declare momentum. Believe that you can be momentum no matter what's happening in and around your sphere. You can begin to open up your mouth and you can put it out in the atmosphere and you can say, you know what? This day, this minute, I declare that my day will be momentous and that I'm going to do everything possible to make that happen. And watch how, as your attitude changes, your altitude will change. So just fruit for thought as you're getting your momentum going on this Momentum Monday. Switching gears just a little bit. This morning, our guest is going to be talking about something that I don't know if most people talk about or not. Maybe women talk about it amongst themselves, but there is a new phenomenon that researchers and experts are saying is happening, and that is women are starting to out-earn their counterparts, but not just their counterparts, their spouses, their significant others, their husbands. And it is creating an issue in relationships when the woman ultimately makes more than her spouse. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back, and we're going to talk about the challenges, but we're also going to talk about how you can out-earn your husband and still have a relationship that works, that is successful, and that is uplifting to each of you. And so before we hop over to that subject, we want you to grab that momentum this morning. I mean, metaphorically, just take a big chunk. Don't worry. Be happy. Things are going to work. You'll see. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break here. We're back right after this. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me, I'll make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no girl to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you're worried, your face will frown. And that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is the song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry, be happy. Now listen to what I said. In your life expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, happy, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you're on your way by now. 17 minutes after 8 local time, 17 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Our guest this morning is Farnoosh Tarabi. She is a personal finance expert, author, and sought-after speaker whose mission is to help people take control of their finances so they can live their richest, happiest lives. Her new book, When She Makes More, 10 Rules for Bread-Winning Women. Farnoosh, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Thank you so much for having me, Carla. This is great.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is a subject that a lot of people have toiled with and talked about. Let's first of all talk about why you decided to write the book.
Well, to your point, this is a topic that people have toiled with and thought about, but nobody has really come out and said, okay, folks, let's really get to the heart of this matter. Let's really try to come up with some solutions. I am in this demographic. I make more than my partner. I certainly had a lot of questions myself. Even as I was a financial strategist for over 10 years, I felt like this was definitely a new territory for myself and for my partner. And then, of course, as a journalist, I was fascinated by all the statistics out there that point to not only women on the rise, but also this other part of the story, which is that when she ends up becoming financially independent, career successful, and enters a relationship, that she faces some very unique complexities. The divorce rate for a breadwinning woman is actually higher than it is for any other kind of woman, and the infidelity rates skyrocket, and, you know, emotionally it can be a very, very challenging experience. She can feel resentful sometimes of feeling like, you know, I'm not only am I bringing home the bacon, but I'm also doing all this other stuff at home without help. He can begin to feel left out or confused, frankly, about his role in the relationship, as men have been socially conditioned to be the financial providers. And when that's no longer the case for them, that can be a very out-of-body experience. And so couples are really having a hard time sort of accepting these new roles and having patience with one another, I think, and really just communicating effectively. So I wanted to write the book to really just first and foremost bring to surface some of these complexities, but also really help breadwinning women and their partners thrive in their relationships. I think that there's the message sometimes with this book has gotten confused, that people think that it's anti female. It's not supporting the rise of breadwinning women. To the contrary, I mean, I think we need to be talking about these issues so that we can look back on this huge evolution in our, you know, in our in gender and in our economy and say we made it work, mm-hmm. as opposed to we had failed relationships as a result.
Well, you know what I really took away from it is that instead of women feeling like, as what you said, that they felt like this was anti-woman, I felt like it was really a call for some sort of balance.
Right.
And so that women could understand that just because she is earning more than her significant other, her husband, whomever, that she didn't, it didn't give her the right to be all powerful, so to speak.
Well, it's about a whole new way of negotiating that perhaps women, we are not accustomed to when it comes to getting what we want. You know, I think we are raised to be very strong, to go for our education, to work hard, not settle for less, don't settle for discrimination, don't settle for, you know, and that's excellent. I think that's the way to go in certain realms, like in your professional life. When you come home and you're with your husband, it's a whole different dynamic. And if you think that you're going to be able to call the shots like you did at work, at you mm-hmm. did at home, you're going to be in for some hostility. You know, I think that that's what I'm trying to get at, is that when you're in a relationship, it's a completely different environment. It's a sensitive and fragile environment. It involves a woman and a man who, whether you like to believe this or not, you know, we are in some ways hardwired differently, and we like to be communicated to in different special ways. And so that is something that a breadwinning woman really needs to sort of educate herself in, because it can mean the success or failure of her marriage.
And so what about this notion that now women are really imparting into their daughters, is that get your own education, make sure that you have a great career so that you don't have to depend on a man? And does that bleed over into the marriage, especially with breadwinning women who are making more money than their spouses?
I mean, I can speak personally to that. I mean, I grew up with that mantra for my entire life, you know, work hard, study hard, the guy will come. Don't worry about mm-hmm. that. But I think that we need to, while we're delivering that message to young women, we also need to say to them, you know, that that, you know, keep your eye out for Mr. Right, and here's how you can identify him, given all of that you want to accomplish, and that it's not a given that he's going to just come and arrive and you know, give you a high five. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's work to be done in that department as well, if that's something that's important to you. And I think that's important to everybody, ultimately, to be in healthy, growing relationships, and not to say that we're all going to have one relationship for the rest of our life, but I think as humans we do crave, you know, relationship and compatibility and being with someone in partnership. And so I want to see a day where we also incorporate part of that message to women, you know, that you should, you know, just sort of how to navigate the romantic realm in a way where they can maintain all their goals and all their ambitions, but at the same time understand that, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's a whole different space,
mm-hmm.
and that you can still be your amazing self. It's just about how to, you know, how to do the dance and how to engage healthily with your partner in such a way where there is give and take, you know, and that it's not going to be like you're not up for, you know, when you're in a marriage, it's not like you're, you know, at work. It's not like you're in school. It's not about winning all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about compromise. It's about negotiation. It's about having compassion, being, you know, all that stuff that doesn't necessarily is not required of us in other worlds. So, you know, just I think it's important for men and women that be the message, you know, not just women, but that when you enter a relationship, these are the qualities that will to stand the test of time and help you navigate beautifully.
Absolutely. And so in the book, you talk about your own experience, and you talk about, you know, getting married and your mom sharing all of these things with you, but you end up out-earning your husband. And so therein creates sort of the issue that we're talking about. And so how have you found, as well as talking to other women that are in the same position, how to communicate effectively so that you avert that power struggle that ultimately is like the elephant in the room?
Well, I think it's important for women to remember that your man wants to be the most important person in your life. He wants to help you. He wants to provide for you. Now, traditionally, that may have meant financially providing for you, but that it's still the, and if that's not the case, that's okay. It doesn't mean that he's a waste of space now. I mean, he has so much else he can bring to the table, and I think as a couple, it's important to explore that. There's really an opportunity here now for him to sort of rediscover all the other things that he can bring to the table and be good at, and if that means helping you and being the most important person in your life in that capacity, he's going to really enjoy that role based on, you know, just, again, what his sort of manly needs are to be the most important person in your life. And here, I mean, I tell women this, and I'm like, so embrace that, you know, and together figure out what that new role will be, because it's not only going to be a win for him, but it's a mm-hmm. big win for you. I hear constantly from, and, you know, I can speak to this myself, you know, you feel that there's a lot of stress when you are carrying the financial weight, most of it, of or all of it, of your family. That is an undeniable experience. And so, you know, no matter how stressful or non-stressful your job is, the fact that you are the breadwinner, I'm sorry, carries a lot of stress, because you're always worried about, what if I lose my job?
Right.
As anyone might be, but it just takes a whole new meaning when you're the breadwinner.
And then, you know, let me stop you right there, Farnoosh, because typically women have not had those pressures and that
right.
sort of role. Typically, life has never been that. Men have always traditionally been the breadwinner. So now how do we shift into, not only do I have, because if you're the breadwinner, chances are you're going to have lots of pressure. You're going to have lots of demands. So how do we help women that are the breadwinners to deal with the challenges of, I'm needed and I have all these things at work, and I have to be responsible for, if my income changes in any way, it changes right. my entire family dynamic.
Yeah. You want to, if you really love your job and you do appreciate the work that you're doing that it comes with a big paycheck, I mean, look, you might just not want to be in this role because you just cannot take the pressure. And I think there are specific women out there like that. So this is really a situation where you have to discuss with your partner. You got to kind of create an exit strategy for yourself in such a way where, you know, while you're maintaining the income and maintaining your role as breadwinner, that he is also stepping up in a professional way somehow, wherever he can, whether it's getting some kind of extra classes, or maybe you both relocate so that he can get a better job, potentially a location where there's more job opportunity. I've seen couples do that because, frankly, she's thinking, I don't want to be this hamster on a wheel the rest of
right.
my life. It's not who I am. It's not what I enjoy. I want to be able to have kids and enjoy them. And I think that is fine. That's absolutely fine if you're honest about that and you talk to your partner and, you know, together you come up with a new strategy to get into this newer, a better phase for yourself. Then there are the women who, you know, they don't resent that they're the breadwinners, but they could use a lot of help, and they need to create a life sort of a system at home with their partner where their job is not vulnerable to, you know, them having to be spread too thin between mm-hmm. work and home. So for those women, and there's a lot of women out there like that, I think that it comes down to, one, having a conversation with your partner about what is our purpose in this relationship. You know, when we got married, it was a different purpose, perhaps. Now we have new roles, new defined roles. The economy has changed. My career has changed. So if I'm the one who's going to be breadwinner, you know, you really have to be women have to be realistic about what else they can accomplish, and what are the big roles that their husbands can not just help with, mm-hmm. take over. That's the key. You want your partner to assume accountability for things so that you don't even have to worry about them anymore.
Absolutely.
More or less.
Absolutely.
And I think when you're in a breadwinning position, especially women, especially, again, these women who have been told all their lives, like, you know, to stand on their own two feet, make it work, shoot for the stars.
Right.
We forget to ask for help.
It's absolutely.
We just sort of feel like it's a sign of weakness, perhaps, if we ask for help. And so we don't do that all the time in our relationships, and it backfires. So
absolutely. Let's do this. Let's do this, Farnoosh. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll have more. When She Makes More, 10 Rules for Breadwinning Women Who Work Hard for the Money. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Farnoosh Torabi. You can see her on probably pretty much every major network talking about her new book, When She Makes More, 10 Rules for Breadwinning Women. And lots to talk about in this conversation, but this is what I want to focus on next. I want to talk about, Farnoosh, those women who are the breadwinners, who always have to let everybody know that they're the breadwinners. How does that affect the relationship at home and at work?
Well, I think if it comes up naturally in conversation, that's one thing. But if you're either partner, frankly, male, female, that wants to sort of inject this into all conversations at work and at home, you got to wonder why. You know, what's the motivation behind this? What does money really mean to you? This is very psychological, but I think if you're somebody who feels the need to always bring this up, almost like it's a winning point for you, then that's a problem, you know, because ultimately what that perhaps says is that you think that money equals status or power or being able or being better than. Or you're, you know, and that is an unhealthy way to view what money's role is in a relationship. Money might mean power in a business setting. It closes the deal. But when you're in a relationship, money, really, I think the healthiest way to look at it is that it's a means to an end. You know, it's a resource that is to be shared, that, of course, the person bringing home the bigger piece of that has special needs, perhaps. You know, we need to cater to that person a little bit more in the relationship because they, you know, we love this money and we want to nurture it, we want to protect it. But if you're somebody who feels that you have to sort of always bring this up, I think that it's not healthy, you know, it's not necessary. What's the point? What are you really trying to prove? And if you can't answer that in a healthy way, then, you know, I think that's that can really be a very awkward thing for you in your relationship. Because, I mean, just imagine if you were the wife and your husband was going out saying, I'm the breadwinner, I'm the breadwinner. I mean, that's just egregious and unnecessary. And it can be, you got to wonder, like, why are you doing that? Are you trying to hurt me? You know, what are you saying? What are you actually saying? That I'm less than, that this is like a winning point for you and I'm losing. So you just have to be careful. And it's not, again, to say that women should hide the fact that they're breadwinners. It's just that if it's pouring out of you left and right, maybe it's a sign that you're either resentful of it, that you want to prove some point to your partner in front of other people and shame him, and I think this works both ways. It's not necessarily that men, you know, men of course do feel more strongly about money in the sense that, you know, how they derive their identity and their ability. You know, their manhood is very much rooted in their ability to provide financially, many of them.
Absolutely.
But I think it still goes for the woman. Like, if he's doing that, I mean, it just makes her feel like, well, and you don't necessarily value what I bring to the table. So perhaps we should just be also throwing in the fact that, you know, while you make more, like, I run everything else in the household, you know.
Right.
And then you sort of get a sense that maybe they're competing with one another.
Right.
I don't know. I think that's... there's a lot there to explore.
Absolutely. And so in writing the book, it has so much significance, especially at a time where 1 in 5 women, is what statistics are showing, are making more than their husbands. 40% of women are now the breadwinners. What do you hope that those women and those men that will read this book, and even single women, and I'm talking all inclusive, what do you hope that people will really take away?
Really, I want couples, men, women, singles, married folks to have an open mind about what it means to be in a relationship and that it's not all black and white, and that if there isn't this immediate acceptance to the fact that she is the breadwinner, it doesn't mean that the relationship is doomed. It just means that, you know, you need to work a little bit harder perhaps in getting to that promised land where you can live harmoniously, feel balanced in your relationship. Money isn't power. Money isn't sort of means to an end, and that you can respect each other and understand too that, you know, when you're in a relationship, again, I can't say this enough, it's a very delicate space, you know, mm-hmm. and it requires special negotiating. It requires understanding who your partner is, not just where he grew up and where he went to school, but that he's a man and that she's a woman, and there are gender influences in how we think, what we need, how we like to be communicated to, and it's important to respect that to some extent. Certainly, there are some marriages that will not work. They will fail. And but I think that there is it's worth the effort to see it through and to try to, you know, each of you try to come to a better place with this, and that you can still marry for love. Absolutely. It shouldn't matter how much is being made, who's bringing it home.
Right.
But that, there are certain expectations that you all need to have, that it's not necessarily going to be smooth sailing the entire relationship, that money does can be a point of contention. You have to be prepared for that. You have to communicate. Couples don't do this either.
Right.
But not just communicate, you know, talk at each other. It's about communicating in the right way. And the book really does address some of the ways that women mm-hmm. specifically can help to better engage their male partners. Not to say that it's all her work, but frankly, she's at the forefront of this issue. She's the one who's been asking me all these questions
right.
about how to make her marriage work. So I'm going to equip her with the lessons and the tips. But at the end of the day, if she can get that to work for her and for him, it's a win-win for everybody in the relationship.
Absolutely. And people have got to get the book to read all of the information that you talk about and all of the tips, because it is something that every woman that is breadwinning, and for those women that are future breadwinners, it's a way to really understand how to navigate this, what can be sometimes a very sensitive subject. Tell people how they can connect with you on your website and all of the mediums that you have, and most importantly, how they can get the book.
Well, we have a website for the book. It's called whenshemakesmore.com, aptly titled. And the book is available nationwide, you know, Amazon, your local bookstore. And, you know, in addition to the whenshemakesmore.com website, I also have a blog at farnoosh.tv, which, you can transition back and forth from those websites pretty easily. And I'm on Twitter, and I'd love to hear from people, their feedback on Twitter. And my handle on Twitter is at Farnoosh.
And that's spelled F-A-R-N-O-O-S-H, right?
Right.
All right. Farnoosh, thank you so much. I think it's an incredible book. I think it's something that each and every couple and person can meditate on and get some really, really intuitive information on how to make their lives and their relationships a lot better. Thank you so much for spending.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Carlette. Thank you. And thank you to your listeners. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you, Farnoosh, for spending what we consider to be the very best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Gonna take a break, everybody. We're back after this.
No longer. invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older, and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
9?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred, and you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:51 local time, 9:51 Eastern time. This segment has been sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget about the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play right there in the parish. That's Of Oils Parish, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage, it's where dreams absolutely come true. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time homeowner, you're wanting to refinance, or you're just wanting to invest. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you by phoning 318-561-8020. Don't forget about Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also want to thank everybody from the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. Thank all of you who were so helpful, so thoughtful in helping the food bank stamp out hunger. Saturday, you guys showed up big. You got those food items out there for the postman to pick up. And more people are getting involved in the movement to be the change that they want to see by just simply giving. And one of the things that we are trying to empower each and every person that turns their radio on every single morning is to find a way to give back. Get out of the hookup line and get into the line of giving. Giving back, finding ways to be change instead of always expecting something to happen without making anything happen. It only happens when we go to work and become active and start to get involved. Also, we want to thank Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than four decades. I mean, brother and his team are incredible. We want to encourage anyone who needs auto repairs, especially women. You know, oftentimes, you know, now that things are changing, many times we don't need a man to take our vehicle in, or we don't need that consultant. So when we don't need it, we want to make sure that we go with the trusted source, and that's Daryl's Auto Service, trusted here for well over 40 years. The number to phone, 318-443-5741. Want to thank again our guest for spending just a wonderful time with us. Farnoosh Torabi is her name. You've seen her probably on Today Show. You've seen her on Fox and Friends. You've seen her on Morning Joe. She is everywhere. And let me just spell her name for you. You can probably also go to our website. Our web editor is wonderful about making sure that the guests are up. But her name is spelled F-A-R-N-O-O-S-H. And Torabi is spelled T-O-R-A-B-I-E. And you know, we tell you every single time we bring a guest that our team really, really works hard to make sure that we bring people from around the country that are giving us the best, most pertinent information to help all of our lives to become better. And when we got Farnoosh's book and we explored the topic, we really thought it was a conversation that we know people are having, some openly, some privately, but a conversation that we really needed to have, because the statistics are changing. The numbers of women who are the quote-unquote breadwinners that are bringing home the money, the dominant amount of money in the house, is getting larger and larger. And this phenomenon is creating lots of challenges in families. And one of the things that we talked about, and I just have to revisit, because it's not a book to bash women who are breadwinners, but it, for me, was a way that we can help. Why do you chuckle?
Well, and it's not bashing men either.
And it's not bashing men either. But it is to say that wherever you fall in the spectrum, that you can find that place of comfort, and you don't have to always let people know, whether you're male or female, about your earning potential or your earning status. And so really what she talked about is that could be a lot of insecurity. And we've experienced this with friends, and we have seen those divorce rates rise.
Right, and she's saying there's some underlying issues that you may have to get down to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're putting that at the front of every conversation that you're having, and you find yourself every time you have a conversation, you're having to proclaim the fact that you make more than your spouse, whether it's a man or a woman, you know, you've probably got some deep-seated, deep-rooted issues that you've not dealt with.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that said, I hope that those people that are in those positions, whether they're male or female,
absolutely,
will really start to think about it, because what you can see is that it will cause a rift.
Absolutely.
In your relationship.
Absolutely, Carlette. All of community is, society is set up to come in and to divide, especially most businesses and people who sell, or they're trying to get you to do what they need for you to do to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They will divide you in a minute.
Absolutely.
I mean, their goal, you know, and I worked in retail for a lot of years, big ticket retails. And whenever you're in the big ticket retail, you know, you need to have both parties in a relationship make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you deal, if I'm going to be dealing with the husband and the wife, and I don't even care what their professions are, I would rather deal with the woman, because I know that the chances of me getting around things,
around the stronger person in that situation,
or dealing from a perspective of I'm trying to go the path of least resistance, then I'm always going to try to make that the route that I take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most people who are doing big ticket items, they'll tell you in a minute, you know, the woman is the decision maker.
And we know that statistically now more and more households decisions, and I'm talking major decisions, are being made by women. And
absolutely,
some statistics say it's as much as about 95%.
Absolutely.
And so with that said, I think that you really have to find a place, mm-hmm, and a space that would provide for balance, where one person is not exuding so much control that it makes the other person resentful.
Absolutely.
And we know resentment is the number one offender.
Number one offender. It's up there. It's one of the four horsemen.
It's one of the four horsemen?
Yeah, but it's number one.
You know, and once resentment sets in, it's so cunning, DC.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be so underlying. And the reason why we talk about this really so strongly is because we have seen couples that we all started out together with. And I see it regularly with breadwinning women, where it just comes up in conversation almost like, well, I had my nails done. I mean, it's just really like it just comes up and I just listen. But really, when we're saying that, are we trying to put ourselves up, whether you're man or woman, and make the other person feel less than, or are we doing it and we really don't even realize that we're doing it?
Absolutely. The first thing you have to do is identify it, if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do have it and you don't identify it, it's not a problem. So you're going to continue to do it. And you don't see it as a problem.
Right.
There's going to be those people. Now, you know, something she was saying.